Hi, thank you for calling. My name is Andrea. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find the testing site near you?
No, I'm calling to ask a general question about eligibility for the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I bought a house here in Baldwin County in Alabama. But I'm not actually a resident of Alabama, but I'm actually living here during COVID and working here, but I live in Georgia. So I know it's kind of, I've read about it state by state, whether or not you can get vaccinated here or not. So I'm kind of calling to find out. I'm 57 years old, and I know in Georgia they've allowing if you're 55 and older to get vaccinated. So I'm not sure if Alabama's in that time slot of age yet, but I want to know if I'm eligible when Alabama opens it up for ages of 57 to get vaccinated. Am I able to get vaccinated in Alabama?
Okay. Yes. Anyone who meets the state's qualifications for vaccination, they can get vaccinated once they're eligible. And
what
so
qualifications, yeah.
Okay. Well, right now we're currently in phase 1B, and we're also doing those that are 65 and older. So 1B and 1A. Those include, you know, your frontline workers like healthcare professionals, first responders, those that are working or living in group home facilities and things like that.
So you're in phase one still. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. What is your occupation?
I'm in banking.
Okay. You're in banking. Okay.
Right.
'Cause those are in 1C. So that will be in the next phase.
Okay. 1C is the next phase. Not sure how long it'll be for that phase. So what would I need to be eligible as far as, I mean, I own a home here, but I don't have, you know, I don't have Alabama license. I don't have things to prove that, you know, I don't have like utility bills or don't have the address for the Alabama residence, because I do have all that for Georgia, because this is a second home I purchased here in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm staying here. So, you know, I don't have any registration for Alabama. So what do you have to have?
Okay, because there's no residency requirement for the vaccine. You just have to meet the qualifications for getting the vaccine, either by age or occupation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Just basically show my driver's license that has my birth date on it then.
Because you'll be doing it based on your occupation, then you would need an ID, just verifying your identity, and then either a work ID or some kind of a letter from your work stating your position.
So I would have to have two things: my driver's license.
Yes, and something that shows that you qualify based on your occupation.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, yeah, there could be something just as simple like if you have a work badge or an ID
for work.
Yeah,
I do have a work badge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I do have a work badge with my picture on it. Okay, so I do have that.
Okay.
Do you have any possible projected date of when that 1C phase will be coming out?
No, not at this time, since we just have a lot that are currently in the current pool that we have. We're just waiting for the majority of those to get vaccinated before they're opening up the next pool.
Okay. All right. So would I just kind of check back at this number to know when that phase, or is there a website to kind of check to know when that phase is?
Okay, because you can go to the Alabama Department of Public Health website. It's adph.org, and likely not likely, but definitely on the news. If you just pay attention to the news, they'll be discussing about eligibility on a regular basis.
Yeah, I don't have cable, so I don't have news. So that's A as in Apple, D as in dog, PH.org.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and this is both like on local news, like on the local NBC or ABC affiliates, things like that.
Yeah, I don't have the local news, so because I don't have cable or anything, but I can just check on that adph.org website. And it should tell you what phase, and I would be in the 1C phase.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for the information. I certainly appreciate it.
Kate, you're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist you with at this time?
Nope. Thank you very much. You've been very helpful. Have a great day.
Okay. I do hope we've been able to help. And if you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.